Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Art Mahaffey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball four. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Triandos for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Callison moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mahaffey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Phillies. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Phillies. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Cater moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Phillies. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Phillies. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Phillies. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Ron Santo. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing third base. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Callison reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 8-6, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callison moves to third. Wes Covington pinch hits for Roy Sievers. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison scores. Allen moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-6, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 10-6, Phillies. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Phillies. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Klipstein. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaro has Bertel trapped. There's the throw to Triandos and over to Allen, who tags Bertel for the out. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne Scherr now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Amaro moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Wayne Scherr. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gregory for the out. Bertel moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein bunts towards third. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Vertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Phillies. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.